This is Liz Jameson from DIY Webmastery. Today's podcast comes from my website, devonwebdesigners.com. And what I want to discuss is the difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. You may have decided that you want to use WordPress to build your new website, but did you know there were two types of WordPress? It's often asked which is the best version to use, and what are the advantages of WordPress.com versus WordPress.org. When you make the decision to create your own website or blog using WordPress, you must decide which is best for your purposes. Both WordPress.com and WordPress.org are provided by the same people, the guys at Automattic. Automattic is spelt with two T's, by the way. And they are also responsible for a number of other well-known online services. They don't just do WordPress. Firstly, we at devonwebdesigners.com offer site setup using only WordPress.org. The reason is that we can only recommend WordPress.com sites for people wanting to write freely about a topic of interest. Now, that can be a business topic, but if you want a commercial site of any kind, something that directly sells or markets a product or service, it has to be a self-hosted site. WordPress.com sites and the WordPress.com community tend to focus on free information only, with no commercial activity occurring on the page. There is no such restriction with WordPress.org sites. I'm now going to address each of the differences between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. Let's talk about hosting. Hosting at WordPress.com is free, as long as you run the site as a subdomain of WordPress.com. So, for example, your site might be called Teddy Bears, in which case your web address would be teddybears.wordpress.com. WordPress.org, on the other hand, is self-hosted. You've got to arrange your own hosting, and cheap hosting is best when you first start out, and that will cost you somewhere between $5 and $30 per month, depending on the type and quality of hosting you choose. WordPress.com software is free and installed for you by WordPress.com. Now, on WordPress.org, the software is still free, but you have to install it yourself on your hosting account. Now let's move on to domain names. You don't need a domain name if you're going to operate with a subdomain of WordPress.com, such as teddybears.wordpress.com for your website. If you prefer to avoid the subdomain, you can buy a domain and still have it hosted for around $15 per year at WordPress.com. On the other hand, with WordPress.org, you must buy your own domain name. You need your own domain name to run a self-hosted WordPress site. But the advantage is that you can be master of your own destiny. There will be no restrictions. In terms of site maintenance, all of this is done for you by WordPress.com. They do all the backups as well as all the plugin and WordPress upgrades. On the other hand, at WordPress.org, you've self-hosted. That means you have to do your own backups and do your own WordPress and plugin upgrades. Of course, you can pay someone else to do it for you. And for example, our deluxe hosting service does these tasks for our clients. But most people who run their own WordPress blogs do this themselves. When it comes to plugins, there's only a limited range of plugins that you can use on your site at WordPress.com. On a WordPress.org site that's self-hosted, you can choose from any of the thousands of plugins that are available to enhance your site, both free and premium. And you can even have your own plugins developed if you need something that doesn't already exist. Moving on to themes, WordPress.com provides a large number of themes, over 100 in fact, for you to choose from. However, with WordPress.org, you have access to some of the best and most exciting themes and frameworks around, such as Thesis, Genesis, and Catalyst. You have, really, the pick of everything. Within WordPress.com, it is somewhat restricted. If we now look at e-commerce, that's not actually possible with WordPress.com. Well, you can add a PayPal button so people can donate to you because they enjoyed your writing so much, but that's about as far as it goes. When it comes to WordPress.org, you can run a small shop via one of the number of e-commerce plugins available for self-hosted sites, or you can use PayPal or similar to sell your digital products like ebooks or courses or memberships. Monetization, that's the process of actually earning some money from your site. Although you can use a WordPress.com site as your business website and to describe your products and services, you can't use it to sell items or to sell advertising. nor technically can you use it to drive traffic to an affiliate site elsewhere. However, on WordPress.org, you can do what you like with a WordPress.org site. You can sell your products, be an affiliate, sell advertising. It's really up to you. And if you want to use WordPress commercially, this is really the only choice. Moving on now to search engine optimization. You can't really do much to impact your SEO other than write hundreds of posts on your topic and make sure that other sites link back to you when running your site on WordPress.com. The world is your oyster, however, when it comes to SEO on a self-hosted WordPress site. There is so much you can control on the site itself, especially if you choose the right theme or framework and get the right SEO advice. Custom coding? Well, custom PHP or CSS and that kind of stuff isn't really possible on WordPress.com. However, on your own site at WordPress.org, you're able to add JavaScript, PHP and HTML and CSS, whatever you like really, making it your own. Even if you don't have the skills to do this, you can pay someone else to do it for you. And now let's look at the overall topic of independence. Well, on WordPress.com, you don't really have any. WordPress.com will even show ads occasionally, so as to generate revenue, which is fair enough as you are not paying, but if you violate their conditions, your site may be suspended. Your independence, however, on your own self-hosted WordPress.org site is total, but with independence comes responsibility. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and I look forward to bringing you another podcast.